It's great to have you watching CNN Student News. My name is Carl Azuz. Our commercial-free coverage this Thursday starts in New York, where you'll find the headquarters of the United Nations. All 193 member countries are invited to the UN General Assembly. It's going on this week. Its goals include fostering cooperation between nations, making decisions on issues concerning peace and security. President Obama addressed the assembly yesterday. He focused on several issues. The biggest was terrorism and the U.S.-led fight against the ISIS militant group.
Already over 40 nations have offered to join this coalition. Today I ask the world to join in this effort. Those who have joined ISIL should leave the battlefield while they can. Those who continue to fight for a hateful cause will find they are increasingly alone. For we will not succumb to threats, and we will demonstrate that the future belongs to those who build, not those who destroy.
The president also repeated that the U.S. would not put boots on the ground, meaning U.S. troops would not be involved in direct fighting. But that's something that several officials say may be needed to defeat ISIS terrorists. President Obama also asked for international help in fighting the Ebola virus. An outbreak of the fever has ravaged West Africa this year. It has a very high death rate, and it's killed thousands so far. The U.S. is sending 3,000 troops plus medical and health workers to Liberia. That's the hardest hit country, and the United Nations has passed a resolution that asks every member country to speed up its response to Ebola.
Yes, it's scary. Yes, it's terrifying. Of course it's terrifying. But what are you going to do? Women, men, children are dying. Families are being devastated. And in any other conflict situation, people take that risk and they go in. Somalia during the famine. You couldn't move for the international community. And you get to Monrovia and you just feel this sense of loneliness and isolation and the fact that people just aren't on the ground. It was very different from what I normally do, where you know that there is a threat and you know that you're either going towards a threat or away from a threat. And that threat is very apparent. The smell of bleach as you come into the arrival terminal, because all over are these buckets with diluted bleach for people to wash their hands in. And very quickly you kind of start to get used to that reality that you're not shaking anyone's hands, you're keeping a distance. Even in the queue, people were keeping a distance from each other so that you didn't accidentally touch, and that those bleach buckets were going to be your best friends. The health workers definitely had a huge impact on us. Just the fact that they had lost so many colleagues and friends and kept going out there and were learning on the job. I mean, it's not a job you want to learn on. The bravery and just the sheer determination that it takes to get out of bed and know that your job every day is to suit up and risk your life in the hope that you're going to beat this. The heartbreaking thing is that this is a region that was starting to pull itself back up after years and years of really devastating conflict. What has been most disheartening is waiting for that response from the international community. And as a journalist, you hope that your job is to show the world and then the world responds.